Starting off, taking a look at high school basketball game we had for you on the radio last night. The Cam Cougars girls basketball team built a 20-point lead in the second quarter and were able to hold off a strong charge from the Audubon Wheelers to win 73-67. The Cougars led the game 21-14 at the end of the first and built the advantage to 20 midway through the second. Audubon used the foul line to climb back within 10 by halftime at 41-31. The Cougars held a 62-54 lead by the end of the third and kept the Wheelers at bay in the final period. After the game, Cam head coach Joe Woolham said that second quarter was big. He said, yeah, early in the second quarter until about 2 minutes left in the half, we saw some of the best basketball we played all year. It was great to see the girls play that way. The game was full of big performances from star players as well. Cam standout senior Madison Gettler led all scorers with 25 points, 17 of those in the first half. Paige McAfee hit 6 3-pointers and finished with 21 points on the night to help the Cougar cause. On the Wheelers' side, outstanding freshman Aaliyah Hermanson finished with 24 points before fouling out near the end of the contest. Leah Subert had 19 for the Wheelers and also fouled out late in the game. Cam advances to the Class 1A Region 7 semifinal on Friday night. They'll take on Fremont Mills. They advance with a 51-46 road win over Griswold last night. The Cougars and Knights will meet in Guthrie Center tomorrow night. That'll be a 7 o'clock start. We'll have coverage of that game here on KJ and our pregame at about 6:45 tomorrow. Other girls postseason basketball yesterday in Class 1A quarterfinal round play in Region 6. It was Seymour 69-53 over Lennox. Murray was a 29-27 winner over Diagonal. North Mahaska beat Southeast Warren 68-17 and Bedford a 59-47 winner over Lamoni. In Region 7, we mentioned that Fremont Mills 51-46 win over Griswold and Cam over Audubon 73-67. On the other side of the bracket, it was Collins Maxwell 61-46 over Baxter, and Colonesco came back. They were down early but came back to beat Peyton Sherdan 61-50. In Region 8, Arweva a 62-44 winner over West Harrison, and Exira EHK was a 61-51 winner over Glidden-Ralston. In Class 2A quarterfinal round play in Region 6, it was Pella Christian over Pekin 66-53. Central Decatur topped Mount Air 71-48. East Marshall over Martinsdale St. Mary's 48-45. Van Buren a 56-23 win over Wayne. In Region 7, it was Panorama over Woodward Granger 39-23. Nottoway Valley 53-42 over Southwest Valley. And Dyke New Hartford beat Ogden 57-34. In Class 3A semifinal play in Region 8, it was Des Moines Christian over Creston 59-39. And a game that was played here in Atlantic, it was Shenandoah beating Red Oak 71-58 behind a big night from Logan Hughes. In Class 4A quarterfinal play in Region 2, it was Dallas Center Grimes 77-28 over Winterset, and Glenwood beat Harlan 49-35. And in Class 5A quarterfinal play in Region 4, it was Abraham Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 38-20. That's a look at your girls' postseason basketball scoreboard from last night. And, of course, most of those games were postponed from Tuesday to Wednesday. It was the larger classes that did have games scheduled last night there on the girls' side. And then boys' basketball, a few games that were postponed from earlier in the week. In Class 1A District 12, it was Lennox over Diagonal 46-43. District 16 had St. Mary's Storm Lake beat Glidden-Ralston 71-36. And in Class 2A in District 13, it was Mount Air over ACGC 67-40. Panorama top West Central Valley 70-33. In District 15, Kemper Catholic was a 66-56 winner over Maple Valley. And Alta Aurelia, a 66-30 win over Missouri Valley. That's a look at your boys basketball scoreboard and postseason play last night. Also, in other notes here on the high school front, the state wrestling championships will get underway today with the traditional state tournament. Yesterday, it was the state team duel championships held there at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And here's a look at how things wrapped up in those place matches. In Class 3A, your champion is Southeast Polk as they defeated Waverly Shellrock in the title matchup 37-27. Third place went to Ankeny Centennial as they beat Fort Dodge 34-33. The fifth place match goes to Bettendorf as they topped Waukee 41-26. And seventh place to Epworth Western Dubuque as they defeated West Des Moines Valley 46-28 there at the Class 3A dual tournament. In Class 2A, the championship goes to West Delaware. They defeated Solon in the title matchup 45-12. Third place to Osage as they defeated Crestwood 37-33. Fifth place goes to Assumption. They topped Independence 39-35. And seventh place to Sergeant Bluff Luton as they topped PCM 70-12. And in the Class 1A dual tournament, it was Don Bosco, the champion, 48-18. They win the title matchup over Denver. And in third place, it was West Sioux over Lisbon, 33-32. In the fifth place matchup, Lake Mills tops Emmitsburg, 42-25. And in the seventh place matchup, it was a couple of Western Iowa Conference schools, and Logan Magnolia defeated Missouri Valley, 51-27 there. So Logan Magnolia, seventh, Missouri Valley, eighth there, the 1A state dual tournament yesterday. Now, the traditional state tournament getting underway today, as we mentioned, and that will begin here this morning with Session 1 for Class 3A from 9 a.m. until noon. Session 2 will be Class 1A from 1:30 to 4:30, and Session 3 is tonight for Class 2A from 6 to 9 o'clock. And that will be the first round and first round consolation matches being contested here today on Day 1. And we'll have coverage through the weekend here on KJAN as we follow area wrestlers. We'll have updates throughout each day, and then live coverage of the finals on Saturday night with Jim Field and Justin Williams bringing you that action there from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Here's a look at our report schedule from Jim Field here for today. We'll have our first report at 10:20 this morning, and then follow at 11:35, 1:45 in the afternoon, 2:45, 3:45, and 4:45. And then our evening reports will be at about 7:30 between basketball games. And then following the conclusion of our second game of the night at about 9 o'clock, 9:15 or so, we'll have that final report of the evening here on day number one. And reports coming up on Friday will be at 10:20, 11:35, 1:05, 3:30, 5:45, halftime of our basketball game, and then 8:45 and 9:45 to finish off the evening. And on Saturday, we will have updates for you at 10:35, 11:35, 12:45, and 1:45 for the consolation round. And then, of course, we'll have the break in the late afternoon until we get to those finals. We'll bring you that wall-to-wall in the evening starting then at 6 o'clock. So that's your rundown of all that coverage coming up from the state wrestling championships. The Atlantic Cam squad will have five wrestlers that will be competing today, trying to advance there at the state tournament, wrestling in that evening session there for Class 2A tonight. And Atlantic Cam head coach Tim Duff said they told their kids they have a lot of confidence because they've earned their way to this spot now.
We're telling our five guys, you're already one of the best in the state. You know, you're one of the top 16 kids in the state of Iowa. You've earned your way to the state tournament. Now you've got to believe in yourself, and you can go as high as you want on the podium, and it's really up to you and your mind and to go out there and believe in yourself and wrestle to win.
And Coach Duff said that each of the guys is capable of getting out there and getting a victory.
They're all capable to like you said, go and beat everybody at the state tournament. And they've proven throughout the season that they're a strong competitor. And now, you know, somebody's going to show up here the next 3 days and win four matches, and they're going to be the state champ. And so our mindset is it might as well be us. It might as well be me.
And we wish all those area wrestlers good luck here today as they get action underway there at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. In college basketball, Trey Bernhau poured in 20 points, and Northern Iowa hit 16 three-pointers in a 77-64 win over Illinois State. The Panthers snapped a two-game losing skid.
I think as much as anything, the response by our players after not having defended and rebounded in particular and you know, battled through some individual plays the way that we're capable of, or the way that we're, you know, that we need to, the response I thought was great tonight.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Panthers improved to 6-7 in Missouri Valley play. The 18th-ranked Iowa State women struggled from the field in a 76-69 loss at TCU. It snapped the Cyclones' four-game winning streak.
TCU played really well. You know, they get it. They get some things done, but you got to make shots, and we got to regroup, get home, and see what we can do next.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. Bridget Carlton led the Cyclones with 34 points and said the TCU defense was tough to solve. Iowa State falls to 8-4 in the Big 12. Iowa women's coach Lisa Bluter wants her team to avoid looking ahead to Sunday's first-place showdown with 10th-ranked Maryland. The 16th-ranked Hawkeyes host an Illinois team tonight that is 2-11 in the Big 10.
But I just reminded them again of, hey, you know, we beat Michigan the first time and we lost to them the second time. So let's not take anybody for granted. Let's have full focus on Illinois. And then on Thursday night, we'll start talking about Maryland.
Hawkeyes are 10-3 in the Big Ten and beat the Illini 94-75 in their first meeting of the season. And that game tonight for Iowa, 7 o'clock tip-off at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And as Iowa guard Connor McCaffrey looks forward to the stretch run of the basketball season, he's also preparing for his next season. He'll join the baseball team after basketball is over and hopes to contribute as soon as possible.
You know, I like to think that I won't be affected at all by missing. But like I said, I'll be in working, you know, trying to make sure that that adjustment is very, you know, is quick and, you know, happens fast for me so I can, you know, try to pick up right where I left off.
Playing two sports in college is difficult, especially when they overlap in the same semester, and the trick for McCaffrey is trying to stay sharp. We'll have postseason basketball on the air for you tonight in Class 1A Boys District play, as it'll be Audubon taking on Logan Magnolia in the first game of the evening, followed by Boyer Valley and Exira EHK. 6:30 for the first game, 8 o'clock for the second. Those games being played up in Elkhorn tonight. I'll have the call for you here this evening. Our pregame will start about 6:20 here this evening prior to that first game. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.